I've been praying and thinking about what I should talk about. I'm going to talk about earnest prayer. The Bible talking about earnest prayer. The prayer of righteous avails much. That's out of James chapter 5, verse 17. This is Elijah prayer. And I want to look different way of prayer. And sometimes we wonder why our prayer is not working. And according to James chapter, let read it. Let me turn on my phone. So good thing that we have the Word of God in our phone. James chapter 5, verse 17. And we go back original text written in 1 Kings chapter 17. And I'm going to go James chapter 5, verse 17. This is Elijah praying. Elijah was a man just like we are. He prayed earnestly that would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And we're gonna find out what kind of prayer he made and would not rain 3 years. And he's just like us, not super, not different than we are. And sometimes we don't see ourselves that way. We see like, oh, but there's something we got to do. We got to do our part. And we're gonna look through our scriptures and let go back original text. And James chapter 5 talk about like earnest prayers. And we copy a prayer of Daniel 21 days fast. I talked a little bit about that before, 21 day fast. But the truth is Daniel, the first day when Daniel set his heart to humble himself before his God, to seek, to understand, God already heard him. He even not say a word in his mouth, but God heard him in his heart. So we want to look through this prayer because oftentimes, we pray, we asking God, we just like Philippians chapter 4, classic example. God telling us yes, but in everything don't worry, but we still worries, as human being, part of us worry. That's we like to do so. We like to entertain our talk. In everything by prayer. Supplication, let the request be made known to God, and then the peace of God passes our understanding, guard our heart of mind through Christ Jesus. And just sometimes that we pray, but I want to focus the earnest prayer tonight. I want to take a look deeper. The Bible call Elijah prayers earnest prayer, and I see Moses pray the same thing, and Joshua prayed the same thing, earnest prayer. I found out, and also Peter. prayer, earnest prayer. I've seen that basically just speak the word. So we go back in 1 Kings chapter 17. This is Elijah the prophet. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead and said to Ahab, the king Ahab is the wicked king. We all know that. As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Boy, that's earnest prayer. And James chapter 5, verse 17 said that earnest prayer, because of that prayer, there's no rain 3 and 3 and 6 years. And Jesus mentioned also in Luke, 3.5 years. Now we know that chapter 17, chapter 18, when God spoke to Elijah, that he need to, when the third year come, let me turn it on. So I don't say that. It came to pass after many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on earth." I wonder why God have to ask Elijah to go present himself before King Ahab. So he can send rain. Why don't he just send the rain? I don't know you guys think about this thing, but it's amazing. Something when God given us, we have authority, we have something. And if we don't do it, God won't do it. So I see right here, after 3 years, right? After three, like the third year, God told him, but he still wait another 6 months to meet Ahab. Still there's no rain. And everything famine, even he himself, God has to rescue him. God has told him, go to the brook that I have commanded raven to feed you there. And after for a while, the water dried out. But he still God told him the third year, he still didn't listen. He waited another 6 months to present himself until he spoke verse, start, let's see, verse 40, 41. This is what he said too. After the revival in Mount Carmel, you can read this all chapter 18 when he was with Baal prophet. Verse 41, he said, then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is sound of abundance of rain. Sound abundance of rain. Is it really rain? Nothing. Okay, verse 44. Then he came to pass this verse, let's see, verse 43. He said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. Seven times he said, go again. Seven times. He told his servant, this Elijah talked to his servant. And he go again. Then verse 44, then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there's a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. And he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before rain stops you. At his word, the rain come down. And Moses did the same thing. Moses chapter, Numbers chapter 16. And this is Korah and all his company, about 250 against Moses. Only you that God speak leading us, and why you leading us in wilderness to die. So, and Moses just told him, if God choose me or you, and tomorrow we'll present ourselves for God. And Moses said, if you die, we can read in that's Numbers chapter 16 from verse 28 to 30. If you die by the natural death, that God has not called you. And he said, if the earth open her mouth and swallow you guys up alive, everything fall in there, God do a new thing that you know that the Lord is calling me. He was still speaking if we read it from verse 28 to 33. And the earth just opened and swallowed up all these guys alive. If Moses did not speak, that would not happen. The same thing with Joshua chapter 10, verse 12, when they were fighting, right? Joshua commanded the sun to stand still and the moon stay. And the sun stood still and the moon stayed about 12 hours. That in Joshua chapter 10, verse 5 and 13, 14 go. There's nothing has been. The same thing Peter used. Ananias chapter 5, Acts chapter 5. They said, why you lie to the Holy Spirit? You sell your land so much. Why you lie to the Holy Spirit? You're not lying to me. Nothing wrong with selling his land. Nothing wrong that it's not yours. Let me read that. Love this part. So my point, I want to go later. We need to practice instead of it's time for us to walk in authority in the power that God gave us. Act chapter 5. Let me read New King James Version 5. I like to go to how about New Living Translation? I think that's better. Let me read that. Oh my goodness. So these guys, they know what they have. And I will go to the point later. All right. New Living Translation. Okay. He brought part money to the apostle and claiming it was full amount with his wife. This is verse Acts chapter 1, verse 2. With his wife consent and kept the rest. Then Peter said, Ananias, why you let Satan fill your heart and you lie to the Holy Spirit and kept some of money for yourself? Verse 4, the property was not yours to sell or to sell as you wish. And after selling it, the money was like also yours to give away. How could you do like, thing like this? And you were not lying to us, but to God. The point is right here. They're lying to the Lord. And Peter said, that's costing that. If Peter didn't say that, I'm sure husband and wife would be fine. This story before really disturbed me, but I asked the Lord to show me the same. He showed all the same thing with Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. When he preached the gospel to the Corinthian church, he said, this person, give him to the devil that his soul, his spirit might be saved. Man, these people, how do prayers so avail? so affected, and we don't see, and sometimes we don't see the way that we desire. And God has given them the same garden rhythm. As Second Peter chapter 1:3, God has given all things pertain to life and godliness. And I think it's time for us to exercise what we have. The other night, the Lord showed me. I was in the scene that the Lord showed me. The devil come to the family of four, husband and wife, two kids. They were armed with all the weapon. And two guys come to them, and well, boy, they were saying nice thing about it, and they prayed together and presented us as God people. Well, this family dropped all the weapon, and they will turn around and just smile, just like laughing at them. So it's time for us to stand up, brothers and sisters. God call us, we have a mandate. We cannot compromise everything in this world. Everything we watch is matter. Everything we associate is matter. We look at Korah, associate, people associated with him all die. And I want to take a look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We need to separate the thing of the world if we want to see the power of God, the goodness of God display manifest in our life. I'm work with in public, I see every day my heart crying out for people because we have all the power, we have all authority, but we drop when we compromise. Every time we compromise with devil, we lost authority. Every time we compromise with the lie, deception of the devil. Every time we listen to the news, the bad news, the thing that is not edifying, is not praise, is not trustworthy, isn't any praise thing on this thing, we don't take it seriously. We automatically in agreement with enemy to whom we yield ourselves. We become the servant to whom we yield to. Romans chapter 6 verse 16. I want to read in Ephesians chapter 5. Let's just start from verse 4. Let me see. Ephesians chapter 5. And we need to be cautious of this thing. Let's start from verse 7. Verse 7 says, therefore, do not partake with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world, in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of spirit in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. How we know that there's from the spirit. Is there any good? Goodness, righteous, any righteousness, any truth. We need to focus. We need to see. Otherwise, we compromise with the world. And the moment we agree with the devil, he has the right. He has authority over us. We can pray all day long. We can speak. We'll not have effect. Just let people who on Korah's side, in Numbers chapter 16, all that associate. And verse 10, find out what is acceptable to the Lord. Verse 11, have no fellowship or have no partaker unfruitful work of darkness. We need to say no. There's some, therefore, do not be partaker with them. For instance, during this time, a lot of Christians participating Halloween. Many Christians don't understand that the moment we participate, that we yield ourselves to the darkness. It's all just for fun, just a kid for the kid fun. No, it's not for fun. We surrender ourselves to the darkness. And the Bible tells us to not partake with them. Just like Korah and all the people partaker with Korah, they all died. Many other instances. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupting good manner. We don't want to stop the blessing of God. The same thing with story of Balaam. Balaam teach these people to break the covenant that God has blessed children of Israel. God commanded him. They are blessed. God commanded Balaam. These people are blessed. You cannot curse them. But he taught them to compromise with the people of the world instead of the children of Israel, whole, protect themselves. Yes, they are blessed. No one can reverse, but they themselves can reverse. We can reverse the blessing God when we partaker of the work, unfruitful work of darkness. We said, yeah, just for fun, for our kid. We wonder why our kid is not following the Lord. We wonder why our children is not walking with the Lord, because we give our children to the darkness, participating in the darkness. They have the right to do something on our behalf, on our children's behalf, because with our consent. We see when his wife, Ananias' wife, consent with her husband to the Lord, she paid the price. God is not God's will for them, but the light of Holy Spirit. I'm not saying that God, but the point is Peter used, he knows authority. He used word. So he exercised. I believe now it's time for us to exercise. Many we pray just like begging God, it's time for us to use our right. Like this guy, Peter know his authority. Paul know, Moses know, Joshua, just like Elijah, he know. He said, without my word, there would be no rain, would be no dew, no rain until my word spoken. Even God himself, because God has authorized us. Who is man that he's mindful of him? Who the son of man he visit him? Psalm chapter 8 tell about it. God has given us, but we need to exercise as a children of God, as a child of God, as a believer in the Lord Jesus. We need to speak to our situation instead of we complaining will not help us. We beg God will not help us because God has given us the right to exercise. The Bible says that the righteous prayer, the earnest prayer, basically speak to our situation. We learn to use authority to get out from our situation. I remember I was so poor, I couldn't have money. I said, Father, I thank you. This thing just temporary in the name of Jesus. I will be prosper the day to come. We have to speak what the word of God tells us. We have to exercise our right. Let me turn into 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Okay. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Godliness. What we do in godliness is not only profit for us and people around us. That's the beauty of it. Only profit us, but other people. And I can give you many examples. If we go back, we read in Ephesians chapter 5, talking about those people who are doing these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, let me see, go back from verse 5. Okay, for you know that fornicator, unclean person, covetous man who is adulterer has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. He's not talking about heaven, he's talking about on earth. And also in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19 to 21. So we cannot afford to walk compromise with the world, because we want the benefit that God's given us here on earth to influence the kingdom of God, to show the world know that we children of God must be different, must be transformed, change our mind by the grace of God, not by our strength. So first we got to exercise our right. Because bodily, people exercise like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like every day. But we need to exercise authority. God has given us the mouth. We can exercise our right. I found out I work hard with my hand. Didn't get much when I work hard with my lips. I said again. How much hard we work at our hand? 40 for week, 40 hours, 50 hours. I'll tell you this. If we would cooperate with our word, with the word of God, we'll produce more fruit than with our hand. That's supposed to be. I am convinced now. God has given us, let me tell you, Psalm 45 verse 1. How about this? Psalm 45 verse 1. So Moses know how to use what God given. Elijah know. Peter know. That's why we see so many miracles, because they know that they carry something, they have something. And we say that we have nothing. So we've been deceived by the devil. We compromise with them. That's how we lost our right authority. Okay. My heart overflowing with good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Most of the time we write something, it's not pleasant, it's not that what we want. It's time for us to reverse. We need to write. We are blessed. We need to write. We need to use our tongue as Elijah, Moses, concerning the kingdom of God in us. The time that we're living. Many people want to see God in us and through us, but we must exercise our right. I know this kind of like message, this strong message. I need to hear it. I need it more than you guys need it. Sometimes we forget, we're just like, I'm just human. No, we are not. We need to remind ourselves. I am reminding myself and reminding you tonight. We need to practice. The Bible called this is prayer, earnest prayer. Basically, there's no fasting, there's no sweating. He said, there will be no dew, no rain, except my words. 3.5 years. God, my God, just bring rain down. When we speak something concerning kingdom back us up. When we say something, but when we yield to the kingdom of darkness, the devil has power over us. Just as the Lord showed me, all like they're armed, but when the moment the devil lied to them, they dropped all their weapons, the devil just laughed at them. Sometimes devil will just laugh at us because we don't use, oh, I can't say that. I can't say that to hurt someone. When people say like, oh, everybody curse. When I heard that, I said, not me. Some people, what are you saying that? Why are you saying it? What do you say? My customer asked me. I said, well, I heard the word saying around there. I need to cancel that word. I need to rebuke that word. Otherwise it's power take root in me. So we need to be aware of, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. How he used word. Can be movie we watch, be careful what we watch. Can be the news that we watch, can bring depression. The spirit behind everything, we need to test of this thing. We need to stay alert, we need to turn our awareness. Holy Spirit is willing to give us signal. Like tonight, for my case, my kid want to go out with mom. I don't feel peace in my heart. I said, no, you're not going. We need to learn, be led by Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach us so we can listen with the disinformation needed to hear, or is it just like entertainment or just benefit us? So we need to exercise our right. It's time for us to practice. Yes, I understand the grace of God, but we cannot compromise because we will not inherit the kingdom of God on earth. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. From verse 19. Okay. Now the work of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and their sorcery, hatred. A lot of hatred produced on the news these days. If I watch hatred news, guess what? I give myself, I yield myself to that news, to that spirit behind that news. I become servant of that spirit instead of Holy Spirit. So basically I'm on the, okay. Uncleanness, okay. Uncleanness, daughter, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, embers. Go there, envy, murder, drunkenness, revival. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I have told you in time past, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, all goodness, righteousness, and peace. The kingdom of God is not eating, drinking, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We will have no joy. We wonder, we have no joy, we have no peace, we have no peace, we cannot prosper in this life. So how am I going to present God? We can share the gospel 100 times, but our life is not convicting. Conviction is from our works. So the Lord wants us to be aware what we carry. Sometimes we forget what we have. And we compromise. I go back Romans chapter 6, let me read that. Be clear, make it clear. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. So this is practice. I'm talking about practice right now. The word of God is not like something we save it, not a saving. It's not a saving like we save money. The word of God is, it's the sword of spirit. We need to use it daily. We need to practice. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, obedience leading to righteousness. The moment we're partaker of the darkness, we have no power over the devil. I know it sounds crazy, but it is the truth. We become his slave. We become his servant. The moment I yield to, let's say I listen to, like one night I was listening, once one thing say, it's not edified. The Lord, boy, the Lord came at night and spoke to me. I was eating something, it's not like good for my body, good for my life. I have to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I watched something. So when we dream about eating something, it's not good. That means we partaker of something we listen or we watch. It's not edified. It's not from God. So we need to be careful because we live in the day and age, the information is everywhere. It's like, I mean, we open our phone, everything just like here. Even know exactly what you're searching for. So like in my case, I use app to study the word and they know exactly what I've been studying. I just type something like family with scripture, the scripture will pop up because it's crazy, but I can speak to it. So we need to be aware. We need to practice what we know. And we want to have, you know, sometimes we pray, we want to have God blessing and prosper. But if we partaker of this thing, of the darkness, God cannot come down, bless us, unless we repent. We have to separate ourselves. I learned that my case, I learned that I didn't see anything in my heart, a little bit unforgiveness, until the Holy Spirit revealed to me a little bit unforgiveness, a little leaven of the whole lump. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good men. We can stop the blessing of God with a little unleavened. So the moment I repent, everything worked out. It's important we stay like repent. What that means? I'm sorry, Lord. That's like wrong thinking. They're not like ashes repenting. So we look back. All this guy, we still learn about, you know, Elijah. Most like people learn about like, okay, God told him to go there, God bless him there. But I learned from him that he understands that he's not normal person. He is the messenger of God. Just we are not normal people. We are children of God. We even greater than servant, we are the children of God. As Jesus saw all we in this world, 1 John 4:17. And I'm sure we don't see ourselves that way, but we need to practice who we really are in order the world to see us, in order for us to benefit from Jesus give us life more abundantly here on earth. That's what God heart for us. He wants us to prosper financially. Above all things, he wants to prosper, being healthy in us, also prosper every area of our life. He wants us to live debt-free. He wants us to live more than enough, flourish, so we can be a blessing to many others. Money can change people's life when we prosper, especially financially. When we prosper in financially, we can do so much more for the kingdom of God. I remember one time I just gave to a certain amount of money, change entire their family, change life. So whatever area we need, now it's time for us to practice our prayer. We are righteous prayer available. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. If we believe that, we start to see our prayer work. But first, we need to repent from the thing that we've been watching. Now, being Christian is I know in America, oh, I don't want to hurt this person. Okay, let me ask you this. You want the blessing of God or you want compromise with it? You want the goodness of God manifest in our lives? Or we're just like, okay, wait until we go to heaven. It's good, sounds good, but it's not going to benefit us or benefit our family or other people. Moses said, blessing, cursing, death and life, in case you know choose life, that you and your children may live. So it's time, church. I'm sharing the message. It's time for us to practice. The Lord wants us to walk, children of light. Do not partake unfruitful work of darkness. When the Bible says so, it is so. And many Christians don't understand the Halloween is, the Lord showed me, it's the devil. Attract children. One night he come to my dream and talked to me. Can I play with your daughter? I said, no. We were at the hotel and they decorated all the, that's the only hotel in that place while we were on vacation. I will never travel in this time again unless the Lord asked me to. That was 31st of this month. They were working hard this month. We need to pray before you go out. We need to declare we are blessed going out, blessed coming in. Even our car. Another thing I think I can share with you, this the Lord showed me. Another thing we compromise. You know our driver license, right? I'll show you this. That's one thing compromise, okay? I know you might not have your version. I feel that I need to share it with our group because I consider you as my family. Okay, this is my driver license. All right, this is my driver license. When I get my driver license, they ask me, do you want to donate your organ? I did not understand it. I did on this driver license. And I have accident and I've been praying my accident. I have accident. I'm supposed to die, you know my story. Recently, I start renew my driver license. It's time for me to renew. And when I click on the Lord said, no, you will not donate. The moment you say you donate, you are in agreement. You already predetermined that you are already dead in accident. I'm like, Lord, this is a heavy word. Yes. You see the compromise in our mind. I already agree that I will die in an accident. That the meaning in spiritual. I think I can share with you guys. I know this strong word. I know this does not sound good, but I'm telling the truth. We need to protect ourselves. That's one of compromise. One of compromise with the darkness. Sounds really good, yes. The Lord said, no, you will not die in accident. I don't want you to say yes. Holy Spirit will tell us the thing that we should be doing. If you pray in tongue more, I know you all have the prayer language. We need to pray in tongue more. We need to meditate in the word like Psalm 19, verse 14. David was praying, let the word of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, Lord, my Redeemer, my King. We need to honor the Lord, our Redeemer, our King. We need to check our intention. We need to check our mind, our word, whether acceptable to the Lord or acceptable to man. Whether we are afraid the one who can kill our body only or get us mad at us, or we need to honor the one who can kill our body and our spirit. It's our choice. We need to stand up. If we say the Lord is, He's our Lord, we need to stand up. I believe it's time for us. If we believe this word, we need to practice, brothers and sisters. This is true. I know this kind of like hard message. People need to see us stand up. I have people stop by my shop. They've been coming to my shop 4 or 5 years ago. Jed, I appreciate you standing up for the gospel. Every time I come here, you always sharing the word. I listen. I didn't know that she was listening. She comes to the shop, but I don't do her nails. Well, it's time for us to take seriously. Be a doer of the word, not just hearer. We love studying the word of God, but how many of us practice? We need to practice. Our tongue is the pen of writing. What we want to write in our life. I encourage everyone that was including me, started writing something, reverse something in our life, whatever you don't like it. And ask the Lord to reveal to you what you've been compromised with the darkness. Ask the Lord, deliver you. Ask the Lord, open our heart, our eyes to see you get out of that. God wants to bless us. If we are the same boat, the same group with Korah, God cannot bless us. You can cry, you can pray all day long. I guarantee you. Because devil has the ground to hold you back. Legal right. Legal right. The devil use legal right. He's seeking whom he may devour. He cannot devour everybody whom he may devour. The one that compromised with him. If we hate somebody, let it repent. You will not get the blessing of God. If the unforgiveness in your heart, that's a trap of enemy. That's a partaker of the work of darkness. We need to repent. If anything, that's jealousy going on in our life, we need to let it go. It's not worth it to hold all these things. That's the trap of the enemy. That's the tactic of device from the devil trying to stop us from blessing God. We have no power when we speak. We have no authority, our situation. I have people criticize me, say all kind of evil and have money. When they have money, run away. I told my wife, you watch 4 years, 200,000, 300,000 sound like a lot. But not really. If that person doesn't know how to manage money, it will gone quick. I told my wife, you watch 5 years, within 5 years, his money will be gone. Not even 5 years or 4 years, 200,000 gone. He stopped by in front of my house. I know he feels something, but he has no, I don't think he humble enough to come to my house, talk to me, all that he treated me. I don't care. I told him the truth. I said, you walk the flesh. God want you walk in spirit. The flesh profits nothing. John 6:63. It's time to walk with spirit. We are not capable. That's why we have Holy Spirit to help us to walk in spirit. And the Lord want us practice from today. If we want to see the goodness in the land of living. God want to bless us more than we wanted, but we need to separate ourselves from the work of darkness. We need to say no to the darkness. We need to say no compromising. We need to say no to hate. Every time we listen to somebody, we are in agreement with them. We buy into the lie deception. We need to say no. Especially in news these days, they spread hate, they spread. Be careful what you watch. I'm not saying that you can't watch news, but be aware. Don't let it control your thoughts and mind to the point that there's no peace. We can't prosper if there's no peace. We become worried. We can't eat. We can't drink. We have trouble. So we need to speak the word like Elijah. The Bible says, call it earnest prayer, not fasting for 30 days. Just say a word. So we need to train our tongue if we want to see our life. If we have supernatural pen, right? We want to write. We want to draw a beautiful house. We want to write beautiful story. And we can by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because heaven back us up when we walk with God. I am convinced now, 15 years I've been walking with God. I see the goodness of God. Not yet. You will see more. You will see more. The power of God can manifest. Because God already showed me something and gonna be a blessing to me and to you too. So you too, when we start practice in our right, practice the thing that we know. Don't worry about how much you know, but practice what you know. That's all matters. Some people say that I only have Psalm 23, that's all you need, more than enough. If we practice, if we believe it. Abraham didn't have many. Word God given him, just few words, but he become father of all things. We have more than the word that he had. So turn for us to practice. Let our prayer, because we are the righteousness. The Bible say countless, the prayer of righteous availment, the prayer of righteous is granted, desire righteous is granted, and on I can go. If we got time, and next time maybe I talk about the righteous, desire righteous is granted. The why our desire is not granted, we need to walk in righteousness. We are righteous, but we have to walk righteous in order to get the righteousness. pocket. And I encourage you, by the mercy of God, by the love of God, if your family don't understand Holy Week, please do not partake it. If you don't want any open any legal right for the devil to come, has nothing, steal, kill, destroy. That's he has. Tell your friend, tell your family. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom. At my work, the Lord gave me some wisdom. I tell people they are loving the Lord, and God just gave me word they set free. They want to paint, Halloween on their nails, and I share with them. I said, "You say so, you share so." I receive the word I have from the Lord. I don't want to do that. I said, praise God. We need to separate ourselves, and we will experience the goodness of God. God wants us to experience, but we cannot. God cannot force. Just like Jesus was crying, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times I want to gather you?" Just like, chicken gather her chick under her wing, but they are not willing. So God wants to bless us, but we keep partaking the work of darkness. We cannot receive from God legal right to whom we yield ourselves, servant to obey. We become the servant, whoever we have yielded to. So it's time for us to separate. Time for us to walk with Holy Spirit. Time for us to walk with God. Let the word of God become anchor of our soul. Amen. I'm through. Hello.
Thank you. That was good.
You're welcome.